And today, President Obama welcomed the president of Mexico to the White House. Yes, that would be President Nieto, one of Donald Trump's fiercest critics on the global stage. And when asked about the RNC, Obama said he didn't watch much, but disagreed with Donald Trump's assessment of the current state of the country.
This idea that America is somehow on the verge of collapse, this vision of violence and chaos everywhere, doesn't really jibe with the experience of most people.
President Obama speaking about Donald Trump, who also spoke this morning to volunteers after closing out the Republican National Convention last night.
My sole and exclusive mission is to go to work for our country, to go to work for you. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We don't win anymore, but we are going to start winning again.
NPR political reporter Sarah McCammon is here in the WCPN. You know what? It's been a late night.
It has for us all.
The WCPN IdeaStream Studios. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And, you know, I want to get your overarching thought about the week, but talk more about Donald Trump addressing the media and volunteers this morning. He talked about the accusations that he has thrown in the past at Ted Cruz, the ones that connected Cruz's father to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Let's listen.
All I did is point out the fact that on the cover of the National Enquirer, there was a picture of him and crazy Lee Harvey Oswald having breakfast. Now, Ted never denied that it was his father. Instead, he said, Donald Trump, I had nothing to do with it. This was a magazine that, frankly, in many respects, should be very respected.
So, Sarah, this is the morning after he receives the adulation of the crowds and makes his acceptance speech, talking once again about an old conflict with Ted Cruz. What else did he say this morning?
Right. So, Robin, Donald Trump is coming off perhaps his most presidential speech so far in terms of his tone and his delivery. He stuck to a script for the most part. He spoke for a long time, but he got, the audience was right there with him, hit a lot of the themes he's been, striking for his entire campaign. And then this morning, we're kind of back to the old Donald Trump that we've been seeing for the past year, really. He sounded a lot like the Donald Trump of the primary season, going after Ted Cruz, rehashing some of the same attacks that he went after Cruz with months ago, and, calling the National Enquirer a credible source. So, I think we've heard a lot this campaign about the two Donald Trumps, and we saw Trump trying to, I think, stay on message last night, and then this morning being much like we're used to Donald Trump.
Well, and last night, let's talk a little bit more about that. Well received by the crowd there, and it was 70 minutes long, very long, but a bleak picture of where America is heading. Here he is talking about borders.
Nearly 180,000 illegal immigrants with criminal records ordered deported from our country are tonight roaming free to threaten peaceful citizens.
Talk more about the tone, Sarah, and what else he said.
It was at times a very dark speech. The talk about the country in crisis and this idea that the country needs to change, that Americans are unsafe. He said we have to change things right now and said he's going to fix it. Though, Robin, he didn't offer many details about how exactly he would do that. But he is tapping into fears that a lot of people have as they hear news about terrorism, police shootings of police. He's calling for law and order, as he puts it.
Well, interesting. I don't think the mention of police shootings happened once during the week. But we certainly have had terrible shootings of police. What else did he focus on, though? I mean, talk about some of the topics. There was immigration. What else?
Yeah, we heard, a lot of familiar themes. Immigration, trade, the idea that the United States is being taken advantage of by other countries. Really many of the same messages he's been hitting for months since the beginning of his campaign.
Well, and a lot of time during the week was spent bashing Hillary Clinton. What do you think is going to happen next week in about the minute that we have? Do you think we'll see the polar reality, the mirror reality there, the reverse?
Well, much of the Republican National Convention was about attacking Hillary Clinton and Democratic policies more so even than advancing Donald Trump as the nominee. And I think what Democrats need to do is not only attack Donald Trump, but validate the fears that obviously are resonating with a lot of people, and at the same time offer a vision for going forward. I think, you know, we didn't hear a lot of specific details from Trump about how he would address some of the problems people are concerned about. I think that's an opportunity for Democrats.
And do you think they're sitting there now trying to come up with copy that offers some sort of hope and joy and expression that this is a good country right now?
You would think so. We've got just a few days till the Democratic National Convention starts, Robin, and we'll see.
NPR's political reporter, Sarah McCammon. Sarah, you got about an hour to rest before the next trip. Thank you.
Thanks so much.